Maybe that's why order members don't teach the 10 precepts very often. We just teach the 5 and it's easier. Lets us feel quite smug about it all. Oh yes, blah, blah, blah. In the 5 precepts, you've got the first 3, the body ones about developing kindness, generosity, stillness, simplicity, and contentment. Then the speech precept is simply of truthful communication. And then the 5th precept kind of is about the cultivation of awareness. It's with mindfulness clear and radiant, I purify my mind. And one is moving away from intoxicants which cloud the mind. So that's another quite topical one with Christmas coming up, isn't it? Because Christmas is the period of clouding the mind with intoxicants, yeah? Too much telly, too much food, too much alcohol, yeah? Intoxicants are not just chemical intoxicants, not just things that we might smoke or drink or sniff or ingest in some other form, but also the things that, you know, intoxicating our mind, really, just sort of drowning out our experience with overstimulation of various sorts. There's a point I want to make here which kind of links into next week's things. Next week we're going to talk about spiral paths. Yeah, we're going to talk about the way out of the wheel. And I think there's a distinction to be made here. What you've got going on in that second ring, as it were, is you've got an expression of what goes on when one acts well, when one is good, as it were. One is reborn in a higher realm. This is the basic teaching, as it were. Literally, you know, if you want to say it in terms of being reborn in other realms, you can. Figuratively, it's about the kind of attitude, the kind of mind you develop by acting from a basis of wholesomeness or from mental states that are unwholesome. But I think it's useful for us to remember that from a Buddhist perspective, one isn't interested simply in being reborn in better conditions and having a nicer life. One's interested in a complete transcendence of this whole circle, as it were. Yeah? One is interested in moving beyond the 6 realms. And this is where I said I was going to say something about the first precept, about what it is to develop kindness. What is the real nature of kindness? And this came out of some reflections I had a few years ago. I had this experience of people sort of repeatedly thanking me for my kindness, and it's a bit vague and woolly, really. I wasn't quite sure what it was they were getting at. So I was looking for a definition of kindness. What does it mean to be kind? So the way I came in at it was, well, what's the opposite of kindness? And the opposite of kindness is causing harm, isn't it? Yeah? The intention to cause harm is the antithesis of kindness. So what is one doing? What is one doing when one's causing harm? What one doing when, well, the way I chose to look at it and the way that I like to look at it in this context, when one causes harm, what one is doing is acting in a way which limits another person, yeah? Which limits their capacity to grow. Yeah? The ultimate expression of this, obviously, is of killing them. Yeah? So you're absolutely limiting them in that respect. And so out of this, it became clear to me that what I mean by kindness, and what, in a way, it seems to me Buddhism means by kindness, is, in a way, is a transcendent kindness. What we're seeking to do, to act kindly as a Buddhist, is to act in a way towards others which supports their development, yeah? Supports them becoming more, supports them moving towards transcending the self-other dichotomy, towards seeing things as they really are, yeah? Towards connecting more and more fully with their transcendent potential. And that's the true goal of Buddhist ethics, in a way. It's not about being good. Yeah? It's not about being reborn as a god. It's not about having a nicer time. Yeah. It's about moving to an entirely different level of being, yeah, when one isn't, when one experiences one's connection with others in an absolute direct way all the time. And if you did, in a way, the reason that that is that if you existed in that state, if you fully experienced your connection with others all of the time, you couldn't help but act in a way which was helping them to do that, move towards doing the same thing. Yeah, it would inevitably flow out of your experience of who you were. So next week we're going to look at, yeah, some of the maps that talk about what that path is, what that path of self-transcendence is. What's your choice? What else are you going to do? I mean, yeah, you know, it's not like I have, you know, it's not that I have to be honest, I find it relatively easy with people who, you know, I meet in the street in that sort of way, because, well, how could they know any better in a way? Where I find it really painful is with my friends in the order. Yeah. Actually, where partly I get a bit fed up with them because I've got an expectation, I suppose. But one of, you know, I got really upset last night. I got really frustrated. I was having a conversation with one of my friends in Bristol, hearing about the person who was my main teacher. You know, the guy who led the courses like this that I went on, and who I subsequently worked with and has been a great friend. Lived in the same house with, has been a great friend and support and teacher to me, and he's doing some really stupid things with his life, you know, and I just find that so painful, and I just want to drive over to Gloucestershire and slap him around the face with a haddock, really, you know. So now, for goodness sake, notice, you know, all this stuff that you've talked about, all you taught me, please just put two and two together, you know. And I find that much more painful in a way. Because, yeah, when people have had a glimpse of something and then they let it go, that's more poignant for me than if they've never seen the fourth sight, as it were, you know, if they've never had a sense of the possibility of things being different. I mean, I fail miserably at this stuff all of the time. One doesn't have any choice but to, really. You know, I'm kind of, you know, you see me on the tube, I disappear into my own world in the same way everybody else does. You know, it's kind of like a... Well, you could, but it doesn't seem to be very effective from what I've seen. one has to be strategic in a way. You know, there's something... My friend Achal Abhadra used to quote James T. Kirk, push where it gives. Yeah, there's no point in banging your head against the wall with kind of, you know, there's no point in, you know, in trying to teach the Dharma to street drinkers or something like that in a direct sort of way. You're going to have to work with them in a very different sort of way. You know, it's, on the whole, I work with you guys who are responsive to something, who are coming looking for something, who are inquiring, as it were. And that's relatively easy in some respects. You know, I have friends who work with people who are recovering from various forms of addiction. I have friends who, various sorts of social workers, probation officers, things like that. And I'm not sure I could do those things. No, it's we have certain predilections, don't we? Yeah. But obviously there are choices open to us every nanosecond, you know, and I think one will be denying that choice to sort of say that things are predestined. Certainly Buddhism does not believe in predestination at all. because one has to take responsibility for the decisions one's making.
You choose to go through that door, that door.
Yes. You know, and sometimes a lot of those choices aren't very conscious, but nevertheless, we have to deal with the consequences.
They are constrained to some degree, obviously, as he alludes to, you know, that it's not that, that we've got every kind of choice available. So is it a kind of a certain range from which we choose? You know, so dictated by our conditions, where we come from, who we are.
Yeah. And in a way, you know, one of the, you know, the reasons that we work on developing our awareness and our creativity, our positivity, is to try and broaden the range of choices that are open to us.